News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Jeremy Wan tried to withdraw his guilty pleas. It did not work. The judge did not allow it, and sentencing went on today as scheduled. Jeremy Wan, convicted of 3 homicides, the deaths of 3 of his nephews when he helped his brother Armin set a house on fire in Argyle last fall. Today, the judge gave Jeremy Wan 3 life sentences with a possibility of parole in 35 years, and also on another count of first-degree attempted homicide, 55 years in prison, but 35 of that is initial confinement with 20 years of extended supervision. He was also sentenced to 40 years on an arson charge. Most of that concurrent, though, so it's all served at the same time. Well, authorities are treating a recent Moe's knee death as suspicious. Marathon County investigators are looking into the circumstances around the death of 87-year-old Helen Zawislin. Zawislin was taken by ambulance July 31st from her home to St. Clair's Hospital in Weston. Someone had found her and called 911 and reported an unresponsive female needed help. She died in the hospital August 2nd. Now, Marathon County is only saying the investigation is still ongoing and they cannot comment on specific details of the case. They don't expect to release anything further until that investigation is complete. The founder of the Experimental Aircraft Association, Paul Poberesny, has passed away, and he has left behind a huge legacy. Dick Napinski is an EAA spokesman, and he said that he left quite a trail.
Paul Poberesny had a very unique legacy within Wisconsin, within aviation, and certainly within the home-built aviation community.
Paul Poberesny passed away Thursday morning at Evergreen Retirement Village in Oshkosh after a battle with cancer. He was 91 years old. President Obama unveiling proposals to hold down college tuition rates on a 2-state bus tour. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has more from the White House.
At a university in Buffalo, New York, President Obama said a nearly 3-fold increase in tuition rates in just 3 decades is leaving many students and families struggling.
Tuition's gone up 250%. Income gone up 16%. That's a big gap.
The president wants to leverage federal aid to hold down tuition, including a new rating system which would determine how much aid universities can get and rewards for higher graduation rates. Republicans say this is an area where they can work with the president.
We ought to do our best to help the president keep down costs of tuition.
But Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley worries that ranking system could put some colleges at an unfair disadvantage. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
All Wisconsinites will have at least 2 health plans to choose from if they use the new purchasing exchanges to buy coverage that's required under Obama's health law. The Citizen Action Group examined the coverage areas of 14 insurance carriers that will sell plans in the exchanges. At least 68% of the state is covered by at least 4 insurance companies. 99% of the state has at least 3 carriers. And the remaining 1% of the state, folks can still choose from 2 insurers. We still don't know what's in those plans or how much they'll cost. State officials say they're still working on the numbers. Buyers will need that information once they start signing up for the exchanges October 1st. The plans themselves will take effect January 1st. Well, the storms from last night brought high winds, some trees going down, heavy rains, and some damage to buildings as well. Marathon County Emergency Management Director Steve Hagman said there were no deaths or injuries, but plenty of property damage. Now, when the storms move in, Hagman said storm spotters move out. He said the storm spotters are mostly ham radio operators that have been trained to watch the clouds.
They deploy out. They're trained how to deploy, how to view the clouds, how to interpret what they're seeing. They see hail, they measure it. They'll go to different locations in the county, record wind speed, what they're seeing, what types of clouds they're seeing, and they're conveying that real time through the Skywarn system to assist Green Bay Weather in helping their prediction center.
There are things we can do to prepare for severe weather and other disasters. Hagman recommends state's website, readywisconsin.gov. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for tonight. Mostly clear and cool, patchy fog, a low down to 46, and there'll be some low 40s north of Wausau, especially in low-lying areas. Winds will be light northeast. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high near 81, winds southeast at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy, not as cool Friday night, expect a low of 51, light winds southeast. Saturday, partly cloudy and becoming breezy, a bit warmer and more humid. There's a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high of 84. Winds 8 to 18 miles per hour from the south. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.